Why, good afternoon. You're listening to the one and only KDNK Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. It is about 4 p.m., time again for Everything Under the Sun, your weekly Sopra Sun radio show. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, editor of the Sopra Sun, and today we have a very special guest. I'm just going to turn up his headphones there. Mr. William Morrow. William, Bill, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, perfect.
I can't hear me, though.
You have to speak a little bit more directly into the mic.
Okay.
Do you hear yourself? Yeah, now I hear you. Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, great. And we also are joined by Nancy Glass.
Hello.
Hello, Nancy. Thanks so much for being here. Many people probably know Bill Morrow already. He is a metal worker who has had sculptures up and down the valley. And I learned in an article we published this week around the world and the country as well. But let's let you give yourself an introduction. How would you describe yourself, Bill?
Well, I'm just a homegrown country boy. I born in Rifle. Been halfway around the world twice, but always come back here. I live about two blocks from the house I was born in Rifle.
Wow. And what was Rifle like back then?
Oh, back in those days, well, we had one doctor in town. His name was Dr. Claggett. Mm-hmm. And he actually started out with a horse and buggy. And mm-hmm. that was how he was a local doctor. If you had needed something taken care of, you'd take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only medical facility in Rifle at that time. We had a veterinarian, Dallas Canals. He saved our dog. Our dog got hit by a car and broke one hind leg and laid in the gutter for a night and was found the next day. And he managed to put a splint on the dog's leg. She was 2 weeks to amputate, but he put a splint on her leg, so we used to nickname her Chester from the old Gunsmoke.
Mm-hmm.
Stiff-legged guy, but that goes back too far for most people to remember.
I've seen Gunsmoke. Nancy, let's go to you. Could you introduce yourself and explain a little bit about who you are?
Hi, thank you so much for having me today. I am Nancy Glass, and he calls me his Girl Friday, or Angel on some days. I basically have a medical background in publishing and many other things as well. But we're friends, and I've been assisting him with the website and the auction and all the marketing and media and being here today. So we're hoping to move forward with the auction, which is available on the William Morrow Sculptures.com website is live now. Mm-hmm. And everything we're doing is to benefit his grandchildren for his legacy, the William Morrow legacy. The event is coming up this Sunday.
Yeah.
At the Rifle Library, starting at 2:30 and to 4:30 to see his smaller sculptures at the exhibit, but then also to go to the large exhibit at another location, which is about half a mile away from there, so people can see all his large sculptures. And that's why I'm here, Girl Friday.
Yeah, thank you so much for that introduction to contextualize us. That is kind of the main theme of the article and also this interview, a big auction. So putting together some funds, some legacy gifts for your grandchildren is what I understand, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's all I got to leave them.
Uh-huh.
If I left them with that pile of sculpture, they wouldn't have a place to put it or know how to deal with it. So
mm-hmm.
I figured the best thing to set myself free is to have an auction to get rid of it and give them the money.
And how long has the auction been open now?
Oh, the auction's been
about
open
3 weeks.
About 3 weeks now.
Okay.
It's kind of a slow start, but
okay.
It's starting to pick up as time goes.
Well, there's some really unique works in it, some of which people have seen here in Carbondale. There were a number over on Sopras Avenue on a property there for a long time,
yep.
As well as, of course, the Insane-a-Cycle, which was out front of the co-op, and I didn't realize until just a little bit ago, Bill Morrow pointed out the hood ornament is a turtle on that sculpture, which just points to how many little details there are.
That turtle's head moves. I just saw it the other day, and so does the tail and the hands. He's got bugs splattered all over it I didn't see. Mm. You know, you really, it's a work of art. You got to focus and stay into it.
Farm tractor, and this fuel tank looked like it could have kind of like a motorcycle fuel tank. So I told Elmer, the man that runs the scrapyard, I said, if you ever find any wheels that are, you know, about this tall, 4 feet in diameter or so, I think I'll build a motorcycle if I can find those. So, and I kept checking, and the fuel tank was still there. And then one day I went down there, and there is the wheels off of an old dump rake, mm-hmm. which is a horse-drawn hay rake. And they're laying there by the fuel tank, and I said, well, it's time to start on the insane cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't even decided what I was going to call it yet, but mm-hmm. that's where it started.
Well, and a lot of people would have seen the insane cycle outside the Roaring Fork Co-op for many years, since 2017 until just recently it was out there.
Yep.
And that's one of the pieces that's in the auction. So while people are listening, if they have access to a computer, you can go to www.williammorrowsculptures.com to see the variety of sculptures there are, different sizes, different themes. And one thing we were talking about before the interview was the Royal Jackass.
Just the Royal Ass.
Just the Royal Ass was the name of one of the sculptures. And you had a big backstory for that one. So not necessarily that one, but tell us a little bit about the thought you put into, or the sentiments that go behind each sculpture, because it seems like each one kind of has a story, right?
Well, yeah, generally speaking, I believe that part of an artist's job is to make a statement, mm-hmm. of a public, you know, express his views of what's going on in the world, mm-hmm. in his art form, whatever it is, whether it be a painting or sculpture or what. And so, I don't have that idea in my mind when I start it, but it comes through when I finish it.
Mm-hmm. So it sort of takes shape,
yeah,
as you're working
shape.
On the piece.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a medium in, mm-hmm. between whatever spirit guides me and, mm-hmm. and what I create.
Yeah. So there's one that's popping in my mind where it's like one wheel and kind of a creature riding the wheel. And I think the title has something to do with gravity.
Oh,
Split second of free air.
That's what you experience when, if you'll notice, it's the tire on his motorcycle or his unicycle.
Mm-hmm.
The tire's coming off. Well,
okay.
That's what you experience when you lose a tire.
Oh.
At that speed, you get a split second of free air, and then you hit the ground.
And then you experience gravity.
And that's gravity takes over.
Mm-hmm. So what inspired that? What do you remember how that came about?
Well, the statement that came about later, the torso that makes up the body of the... I have that on the roof of my little tin shed between my house and my shop when I lived in Grand Junction. And I would roll it over. When I walk by it, lay it this way, lay it that way. Scratch my head, go on and go to work. Come back and look at it again. Anyway, one day I looked at it and a little light bulb came on. And I took it off of the roof of the shed and put it down in front of the shop and started to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what came up.
Wow.
And it came up without a name or anything else. It just... I liked what was happening, and I continued and got it done.
I love his free, wild hair.
Mm-hmm. For listeners just joining us, this is Everything Under the Sun. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, joined by the legendary metal sculptor, Bill Morrow. And we're talking about an ongoing auction, which is open right now at www.williammorrowsculptures.com. There will also be an event this Sunday at the Rifle Library That's from 2:30 to 4:30, where you'll have the opportunity to meet William Morrow. And we're joined also by Nancy Glass, who has been his angel, helping organize the website and get out the word about this really cool opportunity for people to acquire some of his work. There are smaller pieces as well as some quite large pieces. And all of the funds will benefit a gift that he'd like to pass on to his grandchildren.
Correct.
So tell us a little bit, Bill, how did you get into sculpting? What was your introduction to that?
Well, I guess early, I just had a creative instinct in my body. I don't know where it came from, except that my mom set me free when I was about 18 months old.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest brother, Dennis, was born, and he was born with asthma and allergies, quite a few respiratory problems, needed more attention than I did. And so my mom just said, I put an angel on your shoulder and set you free. And she said I was the easiest of all the kids to take care of because all she had to do was give me a Big Chief tablet and a pencil, and I'd go to work drawing pictures.
Okay.
And clay. I love to play with clay. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was, and she said I was always easy to find. If ever she needed to find me, if I'd strayed off somewhere, all she had to do was follow a trail in my clothes. she'd find me running around naked out in the yard.
Uh-huh.
Maybe carrying a chicken or something. There was a picture of that. But I don't know where it came from.
Is that on the website?
No.
No, I don't think so. It's pushing it with the royal ass, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So I just had this creative instinct just from the time I was born, I guess. And as far as actually starting to play with metal, I did a little bit of soldering tin cans together. This was back in the day before the beer was in aluminum cans, and you could solder with that, but you can't solder aluminum cans. So that didn't go very far. Didn't get much done there. I went on to making pieces of small animals and, you know, cats and dogs, little pets like that, and some insects made out of just various hardware. Once I learned to weld, and got my old welder, I sold my, I had a BMW motorcycle, which I had when I was in the Navy, and I let my brother, oldest brother, have it while I was overseas. And when I got it back, it needed more repairs than I could afford.
Okay.
So I sold it and took half of the money and bought myself a oxyacetylene welding torch, and a other half of the money went to pay off some bills that were pestering me. And so that's where I got started, I guess, with metal, small metal sculpture. I don't have very many of those pieces left. My younger brother I've got, Dennis, he was working at the Ford garage, and he'd salvage material from their scrap pile and bring it to me, and I'd figure out something to do with it and make these little, strange little pieces of metal sculpture, usually, you know, represent a cat or a dog or a bug or something.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom worked for Atlantic Richfield Oil. She was a secretary for an engineering group that were involved in the early oil shale boom days. And this one engineer had a wife that had a gift shop in Oklahoma City. And she would buy anything I made out of the scrap metal, sell it in her gift shop, and I didn't get much for it, you know, 10, 15 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was, you know, in those days, it was enough to help out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those videos are, well, actually, that particular video is the intro video on the homepage on the William Morrow Sculptures. KDNK.com website so they can see one of those little kittens that he made.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so there's a lot there via videos as well, and the stories are on the website as well.
Yeah, great place to learn more. A wealth of information there and some historical archives too. Big shout out to Becky Young, who took the photograph on the cover of this week's paper. And also I noticed as we were putting it together that her birthday is this week as well. On Saturday.
For everything, Becky. We love that photo.
Such a good photo.
Yes, and happy birthday.
Bill, tell me about, do you have a favorite sculpture or one that you're most proud of?
Yeah, I do. I have, there's a couple of them. Neither one of them are still my, I don't own either one of them at this point.
Yeah, they're both been sold.
One is a couple that I had done some work for them, mostly interior architectural stuff. I built a big grating for the fireplace and some doors for the fireplace. And then I hung a door for them. But the one piece that they asked me to build was, they had a small bar set up underneath a stairway in the house that they were having built up on Conundrum Creek. And there was, on the underside of the stairway, there was a ventilation duct that had a grated grill work, is all it was. It was an air intake to draw cold air into the air conditioning system. And they didn't like to look at that thing. So they wanted me to build a piece of art that would cover up that intake grating and be a piece of art so they didn't have to look at that, but allow the air to flow through it. And I thought, well, you know, it's a bar. I do a big fish, like you got a trophy fish, you know, had it mounted. Mm-hmm. So they went along with that idea, and I built this fish for them, which turned out to be about 6.5 feet long.
Wow.
And but it was made so you could see through it, but you couldn't see through it.
Mm.
The way that was done was the scales on the fish, the way they were laid in, it allowed the air to flow through, and then behind that I put a screen, a fine screen, that was painted black.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no light behind it, so all you could see was the fish.
Well,
I've got some really good pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably one of them.
One of your favorites?
One of my favorite pieces of work.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is a stove. It's a stove that I built that, like I say, is no longer, I no longer have possession of that. But it was kind of a wild-looking stove, that's all I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a big, like a wild goat-looking thing on the front of it. About the size of like a pot-belly stove, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, and it works great.
And it was a functioning stove.
It heated my house in Grand Junction for the winter.
Wow.
And then I didn't have a place for it. When I lost everything in the Grand Junction Exxon oil shale bust, I didn't have a house to eat with.
Okay.
So I loaned it to a friend who had built a house over in Hotchkiss. Oh, not Hotchkiss. Right over in that area on the other side of the North Fork of the Gunnison River. Anyway, he heated his house with it for 2 years, but he had to remove the goat's head off of it because it scared his daughter.
Oh, too bad.
And anyway, those are the two pieces that I'm pretty proud of.
Well, we're coming up on 4 minutes until we have to close the show. So I just invite you, if you have any final comments that you want to share or encouragements for people to check out what's on the auction.
I think he would like to probably let everybody know how grateful he is that he has been able to do his incredible craft throughout the last 50 years, and that the people of the Roaring Fork Valley have supported that throughout Aspen all the way to Grand Junction. His art has been on the corners of Art on the Corner in Grand Junction off and on for 40 years. That event is coming up. But this event is to honor his work, his legacy, the fact that he is truly a legend, and people can participate in the history of his work by seeing it in Rifle at 2:30 to 4:30, and then at the second location on Sunday the 15th. This is all to benefit his grandchildren, for his wife and daughter have deceased, and they are no longer with us at this time, but so he wants to leave something special for them, and this is what he has available, and I think it would be honoring everyone is a humanitarian event as well, because his works is one of a kind. He is an absolute legend, and like I say in the article you wrote, thank you for that, by the way, he's a national treasure. He truly is, and there's no one else like him. Absolutely not. So if you want to own something special, come on to the event, or go bid if you can't make it, WilliamMorrowSculptures.com.
What do you have to say to that, Bill?
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. You're Nancy. Welcome.
Nancy is actually an angel to me. We'd never have gotten this far without her help.
Mm-hmm.
She knew how to do the things that I needed done, and she's done a great job. And I thank you, Nancy.
You're very welcome. It's my honor.
And Raleigh and his dad and I go back a long ways, too.
It's true, yeah. My father, Joe Burley's part of the blacksmithing community and was part of the team that helped move the Insane Cycle.
We want to thank everybody, by the way, for the Rifle Co-op and everyone. Actually, the Rifle Co-op for hosting it since 2017 and all those who helped us move it. Thank you from the bottom of Bill's heart and mine for all of your support throughout the years. And everyone in Carbondale, thank you. Riley, thank you for everything you've done for Bill.
Yeah, thank you, Nancy. And thank you, Bill, for coming in, making the trip up from Rifle. We do miss seeing the Insane Cycle at the Roaring Fork Co-op.
Well, you guys can buy it.
Somebody could buy it. Bring it back.
Bring it back.
Bring it back to Carbondale. Let's hope someone does.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Well, thank you, Roy, for all the friends that support the KDNK.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, KDNK. And we'll just give that website one last time. WilliamMorrowSculptures.com. It's not too late to bid, but I believe by the end of the event on Sunday.
No, actually, the event is to see everything. The last day of the auction is Peace Day. That's P-E-A-C-E. The 21st.
Okay, cool.
Which is a Saturday at 6 p.m. So they can bid online and they can watch the high bid page to see where the bids are at that time. And it will be updated continuously throughout the next week or so. And then that last day, every 3 minutes probably until the last. So, yeah, it's we do not have the funds to do that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, I'm doing it all.
Okay.
You know? So
well, thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still time to bid. Check it out. And if you want to see the sculptures in person, go to the Rifle Library this Sunday. And you can find more information in the Sopra Sun.
Yes.
Hope everybody has a wonderful rest of their Thursday.
Thank you so much. God bless.